The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's give the hockey bets, Ken, for the game coming up. Games coming up tomorrow. Then we'll do the NBA games coming up tomorrow. Then Jake baseball. So we'll be quicker with these. Hurricanes closeout game tomorrow. And Alex, let me know here. I don't know if the Islanders have announced it yet. Sorokin started last night, got pulled midway through the second period for Varlamov, who then didn't let up a goal. I'm assuming that Varlamov's going to start game four, with, like, the season on the line. I don't know if that's been announced yet, if it's Varlamov or Sorokin. In any event, Carolina's a monster favorite tomorrow on the Islands. Minus 185, Isles plus 150. 55 total, 5.5 juiced under. Do you want to bet Hurricanes Islanders? I don't think I do. I think Carolina very likely to win. Maybe they win by one, maybe they win by more, and I think that's it for me for tomorrow.
I don't have anything to offer you on this game. I think this is just done, and maybe you get one game here out of the Islanders, but I would have thought that would have been game three. He would have gotten a great effort. They switched the goalies and it didn't end up mattering, so I think I'm good on this series also.
We can keep this one short. Do you want to bet the Panthers tomorrow again to sweep
Absolutely.
The Tampa Bay Lightning?
I do. Not also. Even close. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I like John Cooper goes yes. And only if you don't believe we can come back and win, stay home. Also, like people want to get paid, so everyone's showing up and everyone knows
absolutely
they're done.
Smashed 5-on-5 the whole series. So what's going to happen here?
And what's fun? And like their spirit's broken because after every game, there's always a stretch in all three games so far where the Lightning will outplay Florida, and it ends with like Florida
talent.
Like scoring.
Stamkos scores. Like, Kucherov. Like I mean, just like they got the top end guys.
Stamkos
it's everybody
scored
else,
in all three
and Florida's
games.
Relentless. Yeah, Florida's relentless in these games.
They're done, and they know it. And Cooper can say whatever he wants. It's high noon for Cooper. I don't know how many people get that reference. Give me the Panthers tomorrow. We'll throw rats onto the ice in Tampa. Bruins and the Leafs. I don't think we know who the starting goalie is. Like they're probably just going to start Allmark, right? Minus 110 either way. Same market as game three. Total is 6 juiced under. I can't bet until we know who the goalie is, right?
Is it literally whoever the starter is, you're betting that team? Like, if it's Swayman, you bet the Bruins, and if it's Ullmark, you bet the Maple Leafs? I'm going to bet Toronto if it's Ullmark.
How about this? This is what I want to do. If it's Swayman, I want to bet the Bruins immediately, and if it's Ullmark, I want to wait, and I want to bet the Bruins and let Toronto get bet. I like the Bruins no matter what.
Wow.
Do I?
I don't. Yeah. If they start Ullmark, I'm going to bet the Maple Leafs. Swayman, I'm indifferent. Like, I think... I just wouldn't bet the game probably in that situation.
Swayman, I'm definitely betting Boston. And I actually, because everyone that's come on has said, and everyone that I talked to, it's like, well, actually, like, it wasn't Ullmark's fault. It's like the Bruins got outplayed. Maybe Ullmark, they win no matter what. So I actually,
all these same people pick Dallas to win the Stanley Cup, just to like really provide some context here. So like you can just be right. You could just
that's
be right.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair. You know what? That's a really good point. Swayman, if it's Boston, probably just nothing. I don't want to bet Toronto because I want to root for the Bruins. Stars and the Knights. Do you want the same kind of deal with Panthers Lightning? Do you want to bet Vegas to go up 3-0? For me, the answer is definitely yes.
I don't want to bet Dallas. I don't know if I want to bet Vegas yet, but I think I want to bet Vegas. That's the best I can do right now.
Oh, Dallas is done. D-U-N done. They're
I don't know if they're done. I don't want to bet them in these games, in these Vegas games. If they can manage to get this righted, great. I don't want to bet on them to do so.
That's a great point. All these people liked the Stars. That's fair.
Look, we're not the hockey experts. I love getting opinions from people with different mindsets. But just like, you could take in all the information, sure. But like, people can be wrong about stuff. Even people that know way more about hockey than we do.
Yeah, and that was kind of like the whole thing has always been like just start swimming. Okay, good stuff. NBA games for tomorrow quickly, then we'll get Jake's baseball for tonight. Cavs Magic, tomorrow game four. Magic minus 2.5, 201.5 the total. I'll keep the simple under.
Yeah, I'll be on the under for the fourth straight game. The end.
Thunder Pelicans tomorrow, game three. Thunder about a 1-point road favorite, 208.5 the total. I'll be quick here. I love Oklahoma City.
I like the Pelicans a little bit. Team with no postseason experience, 2-0 on the road. Just a situation they'd never been in before. Kind of like Cavs Magic, just in terms of just like not a ton of experience on both sides. May not be used to what they're going to get in this game from New Orleans from an energy standpoint. I do like the Pelicans a little bit. Maybe it's just first half, but it's probably the game too.
Celtics Heat, Boston a 9.5-point road favorite, 201.5 the total. Give me Miami.
No bets on the game. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet the Heat.
Nuggets 3.5, closeout game at the Lakers, 218.5. I'm betting Denver.
Question is, do I want to just bet Denver to win in case we get one of those weird like, one possession like, sweep games?
Like, yeah. with anything? With, like parlay? Because I was actually considering, like, no. I might want to parlay it with something.
No, I mean, do I think Denver's going to win the game more often than like a minus 150 price? Do I think they're going to win the game more often than that? I think they are.
Yeah, Denver in some way, shape, or form, for sure. Never the Lakers. And Knicks, Sixers on Sunday. I'm going to take the points with the Knicks, plus 4.5. And I think the Knicks are very live to win the game.
Why don't you give your thought on the total? I don't have a lot in this game. You had a thought on the total also, right?
Yeah, 208.5 under. I think this will be one of the grindy games like of all time. Sixers played really physical in game three. Coming out of it, the Knicks are saying, you know, that's what they want to play. Like, basically, we're going to double down. I think this is going to be, like, potential ejections. Like, a couple...
Yeah.
Not, like, I don't think punches are going to be thrown, but I think there will be a couple skirmishes during this game. I think it's going to be a really grindy game. I like the under also.
Love it. Yeah, I love that thought. If I had to bet that game, I would bet under also. I agree with you on that. I don't have a strong opinion on the side of the game, and we also don't know if Mitchell Robinson's going to play in the game, which I kind of think is actually a big deal. If we, you know, Precious Achiuwa has to play 20 minutes in the game, that's not going to be nearly as good.
And that's it for NBA and NHL for the weekend.